Hi, and welcome to a special Saturday edition of The Gutter. I think we can even call it an emergency gutter, although there are no actual and live emergencies. But it's a Saturday gutter, and I'm with Neil and I'm with Mo, who are the only two people who were prepared to join me on a Saturday gutter. Mo's been hauled from his crib. Were you working late last night, Mo?
I was, yes. Motel, still 4 a.m.
4 a.m.? Wow, looking forward to some sharp, acerbic, witty contributions from you today in this frame of mind. Neil, okay, they said it's after the gutter wouldn't work. Let's make it work. I've written an agenda which went all around the houses, and when I realised you were on the show, I thought, for fuck's sake, he's just going to pick holes and be irritated with all angles of this agenda. But then you messaged me something about Fabinho, and it got me thinking, because this has been a recurring theme since the news broke that we were going to sell him, since the saga ensued, which ended it with us selling him. But he remains, more so than Jordan, I think, because of the way you put it to me in your message this morning, he remains a bit of a spectre on this phase of our evolution, more so than Jordan, because, as you said to me, Fabinho was going to start this current season, wasn't he? And I stopped me in my tracks a little bit and went, yeah, I suppose he was. I suppose he actually was. Whereas with Jordan, one, he's 33, so anything goes when you're 33. But two, we've bought a player for his position, Szoboszlai, and we decided to buy that player before we knew Jordan was going. That's clear. And we have other players who are younger and getting sharper, like Harvey Elliott. Other people, McAllister could play there, Jones played there. Gakpo can play Jordan's position. So Fabinho is the Fabinho in the room. Now, your contention was, I don't know how glib you were being about it, he was going to start the season. Well, it got me to thinking, if he was going to start the season, why did we not do the thing that so many selling clubs have done since time immemorial, which is, we'll only sell once we found a replacement? You hear that mantra down the years a lot.
Yep.
We know damn well if bids had come in for Salah and Luis Diaz, and there was tentative talk of that, Liverpool have gone, absolutely not. Go away, Saudis. I don't care how much you turn their bloody heads. Go right away, right? With Fabinho, we didn't. We didn't even haggle, from what we can tell. We would go for it. 40 million sounds swell. So I feel, and I've said this before on the show, I don't feel quite happy with saying we can have our cake and go, yeah, it's a bit of a left field. Well, he was going to start, now look where we are. It's not our fault, because they could have stopped this.